Chapter 9, Section 2.1, Complicating the Picture a Bit More: The Rise of Serverless. Of course, the map itself doesn't show you the whole picture because I've deliberately simplified it to explain coevolution. Between the application and the architectural practice we used for computing infrastructure layer is another layer of the platform. Now platform itself is evolving. At some point in the past there was the genesis of the first platforms. These then evolved to various divergent but still uncommon custom-built forms. Then we had convergence to more product forms. We had things like the LAMP stack, Linux, Apache, MySQL and Perl or Python or PHP, pick your poison. Along with architectural practice around computing infrastructure, there was also architectural practices around the platform. These were based upon the characteristics of the platform itself. From coding standards, i.e. nomenclature, to testing suites to performance testing to object-oriented design within monolithic program structures. The key characteristic of the platform was how it provided a common environment to code in and abstracted away many of the underpinnings. But it did so at a cost, that same shared platform. As I've mentioned before, a program is nothing more than a high-level function which often calls many other functions. However, in general we encoded these functions all together as some monolithic structure. We might separate out a few layers in some form of n-layer design, a web layer, a backend, a storage system, but each of these layers tended to have relatively large programs. To cope with load, we often replicated the monoliths across several physical machines. Within these large programs we would break them into smaller functions for manageability, but we would less frequently separate these functions onto a different platform stack because of the overhead of all those different platform stacks. You wouldn't want to have a machine sitting there with an entire platform stack to run one function which was rarely called. It was a waste. In the map below I've added the platform and the best practice above the platform layer. See Figure 100, Evolution of Architectural Practice, Platform. For more details. In 2005, the company I ran was already using utility-like infrastructure. We had evolved early DevOps practices, distributed systems, continuous deployment, design for failure, and this was just the norm for us. However, we had also produced the utility coding platform known as ZimKey, which happened to allow developers to write entire applications, front and back end, in a single language, JavaScript. As a developer you just wrote code, you were abstracted away from the platform itself, you certainly had no concept of servers. That every function you wrote within your program could be running in a different platform stack was something you didn't need to know. From a developer point of view you just wrote and ran your program and it called other functions. However, this environment enabled some remarkable new capabilities, from distribution of functions to billing by function. The change of platform from product to utility created new characteristics that enabled new architectural practice. Says to emerge at this level. This is coevolution. This is normal. These new practices, I've nicknamed FinDev for the time. The old best architectural practices, well, that's legacy. I've drawn a map to show this change. See Figure 101, Coevolution of Architectural Practice, Platform. For more details. The more mundane of these architectural changes is it encourages componentization, the breaking down of complex systems into reusable discrete components provided as services to others. In ZimKey, every function could be exposed as a web service through a simple publish parameter added to the function. Today, we use the term microservices to describe this separation of functions and provision as web services. We're moving away from the monolith program containing all the functions to a world of separated and discrete functions. A utility platform just enables this and abstracts the whole underlying process from the developer. The next mundane point is it encourages far greater levels of reuse. One of the problems with the old object-oriented world was there was no effective communication mechanism to expose what had been built. You'd often find duplication of objects and functions within a single company, let alone between companies. Again, exposing as web services encourages this to change. That assumes someone has the sense to build a discovery mechanism such as a service register. Another, again rather trivial point is it abstracts the developer further away from the issues of underlying infrastructure. It's not really serverless but more I don't care what a server is. As with any process of industrialization, a shift from product to commodity and utility forms, the benefits are not only efficiency in the underlying components but acceleration in the speed at which I can develop new things. As with any other industrialization, there will be endless rounds of inertia caused by past practice. Expect lots of gnashing of teeth over the benefits of customizing your infrastructure to your platform and just roll the clock back to infrastructure as a service in 2007 and you'll hear the same arguments in a slightly different context. Anyway, back to Old Street, where the company was, and the days of 2005. Using Zimki, I built a small trading platform in a day or so because I was able to reuse so many functions created by others. I didn't have to worry about building a platform and the concept of a server, capacity planning and all that yak shaving was far from my mind. The efficiency, speed of agility and speed of development are just a given. However, these changes are not really the exciting parts. The killer, the gotcha is the billing by the function. This fundamentally changes how you do monitoring and enables concepts such as worth-based development, see 134 Chapter 8. Monitoring by cost of function changes the way we work well, it changed me and I'm pretty sure this will impact all of you. Serverless will fundamentally change how we build business around technology and how you code. It will create an entire new set of practices and your future in 2016 looks more like figure 102. Simply take the co-evolution of architectural practice map from above and remove the legacy lines. Of course, this hasn't happened yet but by the simple reapplication of a common pattern of co-evolution I can make a fairly reasonable case for the future. I can use co-evolution to anticipate a change. See figure 102. The future of platform. For more details. So given our knowledge of this climatic pattern, let us add co-evolution onto our map of anticipation. See figure 103, adding in point 7 for co-evolution. I've generalized the map for any activity A, starting from an early version A1, to some later more evolved actor 1 plus N, after N iterations each with their own diffusion curve. This leads to both co-evolved practice B and new forms of activities C. See figure 103, expanding anticipation with co-evolution. For more details. The above is remarkably powerful and allows us to introduce our first economic cycle, a climatic pattern known as peace, war and wonder.